coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here along with Cheese Curd Nick. How do you like that chili dog?
Yeah, we're having breakfast. Thank you, Nick.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Nick. This segment brought to you by Nick's Cheese Curds and Pella Windows and Doors. Why so many people with historic homes reach out to Pella? Their team of experts can customize windows and doors that match architecture from any era. Doesn't matter what kind of home you live in, they offer nearly endless possibilities in design flexibility, in sizes, custom colors, finishes, and so much more. And if you order today, Pella get zero interest up to 48 months. Certain restrictions apply, ends on the 30th. Pella's products stand the test of time. In fact, they're so confident they'll offer the best wood warranty in the business. With a deal like this, no reason to wait any longer. Zero interest up for 36 months if you order by June 30th at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get a hold of them for a free in-home consultation. Visit PellaWI.com.
Love them. Yes.
How did you love that chili cheese dog?
I'm not done yet. I had to pace that because you were reading the ad and I want to talk to Steve. And so, no, I will finish this. Ask a long question or Steve, give a long answer.
Steve,
his
name is Nick. But
I mean, Nick. Sorry, I'm looking at this. Nick. Oh, God. Sorry, Nick.
Steve is next, ain't he?
No, we just had Steve.
Steve. Yeah, that's why Nick, cheese curd guy.
And I'm going to give you credit on something. When I said, you know, most people didn't even know there had been a Green Bay Farmers Market years ago. Go ahead, Todd. I even hate to say it. What's the poll?
Oh, it's 99% to 1% know that there's a Saturday morning farmer's market.
99% of people said yes, they're aware of it. John has lived here for, I don't know, 20 years?
1984.
Oblivious to it.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, there's a lot of people that don't know a lot about things that have been going on for a long time.
Thank you.
We used to do an event down in Menasha. It was called Seafood Fest. Okay. We did the tail end of it, but it went on for 25 years, 30 years. And it was all seafood. So the Kiwanis.
Wow.
That sounds Kiwanis,
the rotary.
That's a great idea.
It was.
My wheels are turning in my head.
I like it.
So what it was they didn't have anything but seafood. So they had lobster. They had lobster dinner. They had a salmon dinner. And then they had all kinds of different. They had walleye. They had haddock.
Wow.
They had perch. They had crab cakes. They had everything.
Love it.
And the Kiwanis and the Rotary Club, whatever. I think it was a Rotary Club. So there was like three Rotary Clubs that joined in and to do it. Well, through the years, and this can lead into a whole other conversation, but they used to have like 300 members that did this. So the last
vendors
volunteers, you know, the people of the Rotary.
Absolutely critical.
Okay. So the last 3 years we took it because the first year that it turned into a food truck rally. So they brought in other food trucks, but the one requirement was, is you needed to have two items on your menu that was seafood. You couldn't just do your normal menu. So you had to branch out and do some other things. And I would advertise and I would tell people we're doing Seafood Fest this weekend. It was always a weekend after Labor Day. Seafood Fest, where's this? It's in Menasha. How long has it been going on?
Yeah.
30 years. Really? Never heard of it.
Thank you. Well, yeah, that's people. There are a handful of people that live under a rock.
There's people that don't know what happens at Titletown yet.
But the thing is, I just want to say, Nick, that
did you really have to check his name?
No, I just wanted to give it a what do you call that?
Pregnant pause?
A once over?
No, just
emphasis.
Emphasis. Yeah. That's the word. Emphasis.
Because I'm eating my chili dog.
Todd, you buying that?
Oh my God!
How is that? Not bad, huh? Where'd you get those dogs? Those are good dogs.
Those are all right. Well, those dogs are Joey Chestnut.
Yeah.
85 or 65. Those are Nathan's all beef hot dogs.
So those are really good.
When he's 868 or whatever, that's the same size.
Wow.
Quarter pound all beef.
Wow. It's fantastic.
68 of those.
And now he's doing some vegetarian thing, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess him and Kobayashi are calling it the one. They're labeling it. It's going to happen in September, I think, or October. It's going to be not at Nathan's. It's going to be it's going to be their own deal, and they're going to have the final face-off.
I want two contests. I want a ice cream eating contest, And I went down at...
did you get a headache?
Yeah, I did afterwards. Yeah, no, I really and truly did. Yeah. It was like this huge, big platter of stuff. And what was it? What's the... Zesty's. It was at Zesty's hosted it one day. And so I won that, and I won a watermelon eating contest one time.
That would be pretty easy.
Well, there's competition.
But that's just water. It's a matter of smashing it.
I cheated a little bit.
What?
Would you put rum in it?
No.
Which, that's...
Okay, can I continue with the alcohol joke? Yeah. Okay, what I did is, you know, you got your big slice. It was slices. I nobody could see it. I surreptitiously broke a big hunk off, like, so that I didn't have to, like, chew all the way down. I could put that one big hunk in my mouth. You see what I'm saying? So I put a piece like this big thing like that in my mouth.
You broke it off.
Yeah, but they didn't see it, so I just held it in my hand. Then I just swallowed that piece real quick. Or the other people were just gnawing on it.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
it's easy to swallow a piece of watermelon, but it's the rind that slows
you
down.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I did.
Well, smart. And you won?
I won.
What'd you win?
I don't remember, but I won.
A watermelon.
We're here with Cheese Curd Nick. I stopped by your place last night, and I'll tell you what. You are a popular spot.
I am.
In downtown. There was line. It was crazy.
Yeah, us and the corn. Our lines merge. The corn guy and us. It's just.
Yeah.
What is the? How does the corn guy? Is he at the rotisserie?
Yeah, he has a rotisserie.
I want to get one. Those are awesome.
Oh, you were telling me about that.
I had one for some fundraisers. Yeah. They're so easy to operate, right?
They are.
I mean, your stuff takes a little bit of science, and you know, you got to be a little bit careful with your product. Whereas that corn, you just lay them on there and they go around once.
Well, if you forget about them, it could have a problem.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, I don't know how much time we were going to talk about the farmer's market and your great product, but this NFL draft thing, I'm so interested in that. And
we're trying to find a way to get a
role. I want you to make extra money without, are you going inside the tent with the POS system in the NFL, or are you going to be on the outside?
At this point, probably not. Unless something really changes. I have an opportunity to be somewhere else, which is Stadium View. And nothing
so
against.
So you're still part of the whole
I'm still part of
neighborhood
the whole thing.
There, yeah.
Yes. So what I guess I call it the squared circle, because that's what it's going to be. It's going to be kind of a Thunderdome kind of thing, because you're going to have all those people in there. It's going to be it's going to be a semi-controlled.
Thunderdome was a great movie with Tina Turner.
Yes. It's going to be.
We don't need another hero. Remember that?
Yes.
Okay.
And she is singing on.
She's dead.
July 12th. Okay, let me finish. Okay. We said we were going to support this.
Oh yeah,
at the Botanical Tribute. Garden on. There's a Tina. Who else? Tina Turner and somebody else that we liked. 7 to 9 at the Botanical Garden.
Was it Whitney Houston?
Yes.
Okay.
It's Whitney Houston and Tina Turner impersonate or whatever tributes.
Sure. By the way, not to switch, but so I ran into Jeff Merkus the other day downtown.
Yeah.
And he said, "Hey, on the city deck this week. Is it tomorrow night?
Friday. It's on the Fox."
Is it like, Todd, could you look it up? Is it like a military tribute?
I'll check.
Or band type thing?
Oh, yeah. I've seen there's going to have two bands on there. I can't remember the two bands.
Fun.
But, yeah, one is going to be a military band of some sort.
Okay. Yeah, Todd, if you could find that out, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, those guys come through town, and they are, I mean.
By the way, Big Wayne just said, not many people know how good honey and cheese curds go together.
There you go.
Well, so, next time we should collab. And I'll bring in some curds, and he'll bring in his honey.
I love it.
And we'll be the judge. We'll collab.
Like a topping.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I was just seeing, because you know what thing? Because I'm kind of, I don't want to say a health nut, but I always try to eat the right foods a lot of times. And one of the things that, what?
The reason I'm not talking is I have a mouthful of food. Oh, my God, John. Go ahead.
No, but I study these things, Jim.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I study these things. Okay. I study nutrition and the best foods you can possibly eat. One of my favorite foods is sweet potatoes.
Okay.
And I've always, you know, because of the carbs, it's like, oh, don't, you know, you don't eat. But it's like now it's like a real good type of carb and they're really good for you. But I saw one of these videos and it said, you want something really good? Take a sweet potato, drizzle it with honey and put it in a microwave. And then I forget there was something else to do with it. I said, you won't believe how good this is. So honey is becoming a thing, almost like a condiment for a lot of different foods.
Yeah. And alcohol. There's bourbon
honey. Yes. Okay, I got to tell you something, though.
Cheese.
I got to tell you something that sounds gross. And I like, Busch Light is my favorite beer. Just a go-to, cheap, whatever beer. You know, can't go wrong type of thing. Did you see the new type of Busch Light they came out with?
Busch Light honey, isn't it?
Busch Light peach.
Peach.
Peach. I don't want to be that guy sitting in a bar ordering the Bud Light, or excuse me, the Busch Light peach. That does that.
Don't you think they would have learned? Didn't they have an issue with some advertising?
That was Bud Light.
Oh, that was Bud
Light.
This
is Busch Light.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think that the audience, you got to know your customers.
Here's the thing, Jim. Todd just put up Cover Fire Army Band.
Oh, okay.
On the Fox. Brass Differential and then Cover Fire Army Band. I'd love to know more about them.
Brass Differential. That's another Krivitz alum.
Are you kidding? That's
Will
a good band.
Hill.
Yep.
Bill Hill.
Boy, you Big Wayne and this guy, three Krivitz and Pete Banasak.
Yep.
I remember coming back from a Packer game, there'd always be, welcome to Krivitz, home of Pete Banasak.
Yep.
Remember that sign?
Yes, sir.
You know who Pete Banasak is? Mm. He was a Super Bowl winning fullback for the Oakland Raiders for a lot of years.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nick.
I love how he just blows me off when he doesn't know.
Well, he probably wants to go back to the draft thing.
Yeah, well, I want to talk a little bit about the draft. I want to talk about if there's a student that wants to be a vendor. He's got a good product. Every reunion, it's like, oh, my God, you got to sell that stuff. And that's probably what happened to you a little bit, right? People are just like, this is like the best cheese curd. And then you got out into the real world and started vending. You encourage people to do that? Are you making I think you're making a decent living, but I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Well, here's the thing. You have to have a good product.
Absolutely.
Okay. You have to have a good product.
Because it's word of mouth. I mean, you're not.
Right. And at this point, I feel that the area is getting flooded with food trucks. I think it's becoming, I'm not saying it's a bad, it can become a bad thing, but I think there's an awful lot between here and the valley. There's an awful lot of, where compared to 5-10 years ago, there wasn't enough. And now it's gone to enough to now there's over enough. And now everybody's fighting, they're trying to jockey. Hey, I want to be at this event. And, I don't want him to be there because he's my competitor. So there's a lot of that going on. But if you have a product.
But I think Jim would be the first one to say this. One of the reasons is because brick and mortars are so expensive these days.
Well, they are. And the thing with food trucks is you, for the most part, you're taking your establishment, whether it's a food truck or a food stand or whatever, and you're putting it to the people. The brick and mortar.
They have to come to you.
To you. Yep. Yeah.
We got to set our quick break. Cheese curd Nick is with us. A lot more to talk about right after this. Living on.
Till nothing else remains. We don't need another hero. We don't need to know the way home. All we want is what we are. Looking for something. What do we do?
Hey, welcome back, Mino and Nick. Mino and Nick, jeez Louise.
Jeez, that
Mino Mare with cheese curd Nick.
It happens, though.
All I have to, you mentioned Thunderdome. I mentioned Tina Turner. We don't need another hero, and it appears from Todd. It's almost like a magical thing. It's kind of like one of those things. Remember that day we were talking to somebody's shoes? I said, hey, I like your shoes.
Right,
I got the same one. And then I look at my phone, and there's a thing on my phone about the exact same kind of shoes. How does that happen? That's amazing.
That's not amazing. That's trouble.
That's trouble. So anyway, cheese curd Nick here. Go ahead, Jim. You had a good conversation going there.
We're talking about if people want to do what you're doing.
It seems really, it's like, just pull up, sell some stuff, and we just count the money.
But I think you started to say, and I want to continue this, that you have to have a really, really good product. Because your advertising is not radio or TV or newspapers or flyers. It's word of mouth.
Yep.
And
Facebook. Sorry.
Yeah, I meant Facebook. But you don't spend a lot of money on advertising is what I'm saying. It's Facebook and word of mouth. I don't want to get into the advertising. What about the rest of the process? Is that something you encourage someone to do? To say, look, I'd like to make an extra X amount of dollars. I need a side hustle.
Okay. Well, you can't side hustle what we're doing. You might think you can, but you can't.
What do you mean by that?
There's a lot of work. Yeah. I think we talked about it the last time I was on. The easiest part of my job right now is when you seen me last night and you said your line's stupid.
Right.
Okay. That, believe it or not, is the easiest part of my job. It's the dishes. You know, I got an hour and a half of dishes when I'm like at a farmer's market. That's an hour and a half of dishes. Automatic. There's no way. Dishwasher, hand wash, whatever. You're still an hour and a half. Okay. The other thing is running around. You know, I don't, Scray's cheese doesn't deliver. Okay. So if you, that's where I get my curds from. Mm-hmm. I got to go there. So if I have three events, I'm probably going there 2 days out of the 2 days a week. I'm hitting up Scray's, sometimes even more, depending if how loaded up we are on events. Gordon's Foods delivers, but only a certain amount. And all, and any restaurant, any brick and mortar and any food truck knows what I'm talking about. There's a minimum. They want, like, Gordon's is $750. They will not deliver unless you hit $750 on your order. So if you forget something on your order, we're all human. You forget three things and it's maybe $75 and stuff. Guess what you're doing? Mm-hmm. You're getting in your car and you're going to go get it. Sam's does deliver, but they charge you. So it's, but I don't like Sam's. I automatically have my Sam's delivered because it's just the delivery fee is worth my time.
Well, even another thing, like when we had you for Dom's graduation party, yep. And you had that young girl that kind of, yep. But the setup of all that stuff,
yeah.
I mean, holy crap. Well,
but that's part of the easiest part of the day is setting up and tearing down. It's the maintenance. You know, there was a point when I first started, I didn't know what it meant when your fryers got red hot on the sides and they were blowing black smoke. What that was is all the orifices with propane would plug up. So the flame isn't blue. Like, I don't know how much you guys, like, if you notice, like, a blue flame or a yellow flame. Yellow flame is bad. Well, I was like, my fryer wouldn't come up to temp. It would come up to temp, and then you throw a couple orders in there, and then it would be cold. Like, the oil would be not good, not hot enough. All those things I figured out on my own. Because if you have to call a restaurant repairman.
Oh. It was your profit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you say a side hustle, if you're side hustling it, you got to go 150% all in.
Yeah.
You can't be, well, I'll get to it tomorrow or right. Whatever. So if you have a regular job and you want to start dabbling,
right.
You got to put 150% in your regular job or and your side hustle.
Okay.
This isn't like a quick bartending gig. Hey, I'm going to go bartend at Stadium View or the Sardine Can or Titletown or wherever. I got 8 hours in a week. That's a side hustle. If you're going to do a food truck, you have to be all in because it, you're not going to, at the end of the day, it's not going to be good for you.
All right. That's great advice. Cause I think it, but, I just want to say,
what you said about advertising. Okay. There's advertising if it's bad. Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
That word will get out so much faster and so much more thorough than if you have a good night, nobody will talk about it. Yeah, they were good. But if it's a bad night, boy, you want to talk about all of a sudden that blossoming,
well,
right?
Six times. I mean, if something is bad, you tell six people. If something is good, you might tell one.
6 degrees of separation.
Right. Yeah. That's,
and the other phrase is, I'll edit it for radio, but crap rolls downhill.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it gains momentum.
Yeah. I was just panicking, digging through my briefcase to put quarters because I don't want a parking ticket.
God, you do that every day.
I know, but you know what? I took my bike today.
Is that all your bike? No,
that's my bike.
Nice.
That took my bike.
Hey, you know we're talking a bunch yesterday about those little scooters.
But I gotta burn off this hot dog he just gave, this chili dog.
Those little scooters. I was a little disturbing last night walking over the bridge to the Nitschke Bridge, and people were on those scooters, which is great.
Well.
But they're like these. Like, some people, it must have been a parent, and like a little 4-year-old riding in the front, hanging on.
Oh yeah,
said not to do that.
Yeah, and going fast. It's like you hit a bump. There's no helmets. There's no whatever.
Nope.
Yeah. You're going down hard.
Who wears helmets?
Well, that's what I mean. But I mean, they were going
fast. No, I meant like when we were growing up, we didn't
never. Oh my God. I still won't. I still got my bike. I refuse to wear a helmet.
You see that up there?
That's a nice scar.
Little 7-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look how he turned out. So let's wear helmets.
Yeah.
All right. Hey.
Why are you putting Nick down like that?
Not Nick. You're weak. I was looking at you, John.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nick's successful. Nick, I want to get back to the business side of it because I just think that a lot of people, I think they look at that as kind of a sexy, glamorous business. You meet a lot of people.
I do.
Right? You guys talked a little bit about the eye candy last night.
Mentioned that.
John Mino. And
oh,
then
my
we,
God.
Hey,
what we talk about off air cannot then be brought up on
all right, so.
And if, there for your information, that was Todd who said that.
Okay. All right. Anyway, that is a fun place
Todd,
to be.
Todd, take one for the team, for God's sakes.
It's fun to vend at those things. And you're just saying that if you're going to do it, you should be all in.
You should be all in.
Okay.
And every environment is different. You know, you need to smell out the BS, too, when people are calling you about an event. And that can be a bad thing, too. What I'm saying with that is somebody says, oh, we got 1,000 people. Okay. Well, the rule of thumb is maybe 20% will eat your food. Okay. It doesn't matter where you're at. You could be like,
that's not bad.
So the draft, Detroit had seven, 700,000 people, right?
Well, it's 700,000. I don't know if it's
a three-day total.
Yeah. Yeah. A three-day total.
Right. Right. Okay, yes.
So with that being said, all 700,000 aren't buying from you. Your chances of better sales are, you know, when you got that. But at the end of the day, that number is even smaller than 20%.
Yeah.
Because you're a dot in that whole realm.
Whole big spectrum. Yeah.
You know, you gotta look at the Broadway Farmers Market and how big that is. That's big. It's two blocks long, right? Imagine you everybody's seen the footprint of that they've kind of put on the news about the draft. Mm-hmm. That's more than the size of a farmer's market.
That's huge.
And if you're on one end, if you're a person, a visitor that's going to the draft, you're going to miss stuff. Yeah. I guarantee you, you're going to miss stuff because you're going to want to be in front of the stage day one for first round draft picks. Right. And then your second day, you're going to want to try to mill around. You're going to miss stuff.
But you're taking a risk by going outside the NFL fence at Stadium View. And I think that's fine what you're doing because it's going to be a hell of a lot cheaper for you. You don't have to use their POS system. I'm not sure how they're going to structure that, but you have to create your own environment.
Right. Well, here's the thing with Detroit. They were still setting stuff up for the draft 10 hours before the draft. Okay? The gates were not open. They're not going to open the gates on Wednesday for you to sell food or to whatever you're vending.
So you got the people coming in early, and that's where they're going to hang at your place. Okay, I like it. That's great.
It's good stuff.
I want to be part of that.
Cheese Curd, Nick, always a pleasure having you, buddy. Where are you going to be this weekend?
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Fishing.
Fishing, right. But next week, July 3rd, Egg Harbor for their 4th of July celebration. July 4th, Bailey's Harbor in the morning with cheese curds, and Sturgeon Bay on the 4th at night, full menu for their fireworks.
Eating your way in cheese curds through Door County. Thank you, Cheese Curd Nick.
Thanks, guys.
Always a pleasure. We got to send it back. Pat Tracy will be joining us. Back after this.
At civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. That was a fun talk with Cheese Curd Nick. I learned a lot.
Yeah, he's an entrepreneur. Right?
Yeah.
A real bit of a risk taker and trying some new things. And you know, he's got the cheese curds going, now these chili
hot dogs. Do you actually teach that in your classes, these kind of things?
Yeah, that's exactly what I teach, yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
And we got to do a project by the end of the semester, and I like them to do a food truck because I think there's a whole lot they can learn about business by having a food truck and why would people go to your place and what's the advertising. And they learn a lot, and it's just a project. And there's a couple of them that are like, hey, we got so into this, I think we want to do it.
And yeah, I'm like, I believe it.
That's cool if you want to do it.
But I love what Nick said. You know, this isn't just a side gig.
Yeah, and most of these kids are looking as a side hustle. And he's like, you can't do a side hustle with this. And
not to make it successful. Speaking about a guy that has a great side hustle.
Oh, my God. This guy's in side hustle. This guy is the hustle.
He invented side hustle. Pat Tracy.
Good morning, friends.
Hello, Pat.
Stay away from food trucks, okay? It's a lot of work.
Yeah, so I just want to say, Pat, this guy came in before you, and he does cheese curds, and he does chili hot dogs. So he brought us a chili hot dog, huge chili hot dogs. And
Nathan hot dogs.
Johnny ate his during the interview. I waited and respected him and ate him between interview. But anyway, he was leaving, and I said, thanks a lot, Nick. You didn't have to do that. And John said, yeah, you did. He had to bring it. Anyway, how's Oshkosh?
It's amazing.
It is.
And you set off my chili dog Spidey sense there on that.
Oh, are they good, man? Those Nathan hot dogs, all beef, those are tremendous.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So I'm gearing up for an amazing 4th of July weekend here in Oshkosh, friends.
Talk to us.
Well, the food truck conversation totally got me going because on the 4th of July, Menominee Park is hosting the big 4th of July this year, 19 food trucks.
Oh, wow.
I can't remember the last time I ever saw 19.
No. I mean, that's one of those things, though, too, when we're talking about it, it's getting so big that it's almost to the point of being oversaturated in some areas.
I don't know. You can bring the people. They have those food trucks, major food trucks, Pat, down in Nashville. And my kid lives there. I go there quite often. And what the key to that is, you know, you go from 5 to 10 to 19 is the variety. And people just love trying different things. But, man.
Yes.
And I my wife and I and my kids, we don't all eat at the same food truck. I'll tell you that.
Oh, no, I know that. But yeah, but Pat, what else you got going on for the 4th of July? Oshkosh always takes this seriously, which is great.
Oh, we've got the a giant fireworks by festival show right on the lake shore. 4th of July night. Super cool.
Well, that's very cool. Hey, by the way, I love fireworks, shows, the whole thing. But have you heard of the new thing of these drone shows?
He's the one who told us.
Oh, you're the one that told us, yes. Pat.
We're going to do it.
We looked those up. Man, are those cool, huh?
No, maybe it wasn't you. Maybe it was the Menasha lady.
Oh, yeah. Menasha.
It was Menasha.
Yeah. Have you seen those, Pat?
I've seen them. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But it...
I think about programming the drones, and it just makes me
crazy,
nuts.
Unbelievable. Wouldn't that be a great thing for EAA?
I got to talk to Dick Napinski.
Yeah,
about it.
I think that'd be phenomenal.
All right, Johnny, do that for 10%. Okay.
Hey, so guys, did you catch up with my latest Wild of Oshkosh golf video?
Have not.
Oh, I
didn't
gotta
know
send
you had a new one.
Todd,
please do.
Todd, why are you not making these guys watch this stuff?
You know why? Because Todd's a slacker.
He was working on
everything else. He was working on Jimmy's fat fart.
So they took me out to the Oshkosh Country Club and we filmed Why I Love Oshkosh public golf courses.
Okay.
And the kind of the headline was that Golf Digest recently named Wisconsin as the number one state in the U.S. for public golf.
Oh, wow. Okay? That's cool.
Now, let's be honest. Okay. And the two, like, we actually beat out California. Okay. So like we're up there competing and it's Whispering Springs, right? It's the super fancy courses that I won't play. However, it was an opportunity to talk about just, you know, $30 golf, which I think is more fun than anything.
Yeah.
And so we get to go out and play some golf and shoot an episode on the golf course. And I want you guys to see it because my golf swing is going to inspire you to something.
To do what? I'm sorry, Pat.
I don't know what it's going
to
inspire you
something.
To do, John.
It's going to inspire us to something. Got it.
To
okay.
something. And
okay.
Like,
all right. All right. I like that.
I'm going to have to watch. Is it going to inspire us that we know we're better than you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the worst thing is when you play a tournament shotgun and they never use your ball. So anyway, all right. Well,
you can never find your ball.
Yeah, that's why they don't use it. All right. Well, that's cool. Tell me about so that's a Thursday. Do you have stuff going on then that leads to the awesome weekend that everybody's taking off?
Yes. So the fun news about Menominee Park is it's getting, it's basically the road is going to reopen here. At some point, I don't know exactly when, you'll recall it was the Menominee Indian Archaeological Dig. So that's all done. It's covered up. They've got the road paved, and so it's just beautiful out there. So we've got the zoo, the free zoo out there heck, the kids love that.
There's
a giant playground. There's the kayak. You can rent kayaks there and go out on the lake.
Wow.
You can drop a line into the water and haul out a baby bluegill.
Nice. Hey, what about Waterfest? Talk to me about Waterfest, because I think that's one of the cool events all summer long. In the entire area.
You must have picked up my vibe because tonight at Waterfest is Steely Dan.
Okay.
So have you guys seen Steely Dan?
I've seen Steely Dan, but not Steely Dan.
So Steely Dan is a bunch of hip music cats from Madison, and they have gone out and recreated the Steely Dan touring band. Which is like 14 people, right? It's like a drummer and a percussionist and two guitars, a guy with a full vibraphone set, lady background singers. They come out and bring this show to Waterfest tonight. So come on down. It's Waterfest. You know, gates open at 5:45. It's like $10 if you get there by 6.
Weather's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
Ooh. But so these guys do the killer Steely Dan, which, you know, I grew up in that era.
Right.
So
me too.
Like, it just takes me right back there. And I just love it. So that's beautiful. Tonight. That is tonight on stage at Waterfest in Oshkosh.
And again, for anybody that hasn't been there, I suggest, if you want to stand in the pit, the mosh pit or something, I hate doing that amongst all those people. But there's such a nice hillside where you can sit and listen and watch.
Bring your chair.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Yeah, for $20, you bring your chair or your blanket. That's what we're going to do tonight. I'm going to bring the fam.
Nice.
And so I'll probably stay out of the mosh pit tonight. Bring the fam and just listen to all those amazing songs. And on a night like this,
yeah,
I mean, come out at 70 degrees.
Fantastic. Yep.
He'll be listening. Yeah. He'll get the bite and he'll go down to the mosh pit.
Yeah, he will. He'll go down.
Leave the family. See you guys at the car.
The Steely Dane mosh pit.
I mean, nice. Steely Dane. So amazing. Dane.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. What else you got going on, buddy?
I am the other cool thing though, on July 3rd, this is true Oshkosh, Jerry's Bar, which to me is one of the classic bars that you know, you've not lived till you've gone over to Jerry's Bar.
Todd has a comment.
As soon as he said Jerry's Bar, did you see my face light up?
I saw it.
Yep.
I saw it.
He is,
one of our favorite little local bands, Jetpack Stereo, is playing over there on July 3rd at 6 o'clock. I mean, it's a hoot. This is Oshkosh. Hey, they serve Bush Light there, John. You'd be welcome.
Thank you. Long as they don't serve me a Bush Light Peach.
That's
their new beer, Bush Light Peach. Yeah.
Hey, and then after, have you guys ever gone to Fisk? Fisk has their fireworks show on July 3rd, so the night before. So we like to catch two fireworks shows. We go to the fireworks on Fisk, which is like 15 minutes from downtown Oshkosh. And they do a whole volunteer show. And it's just, to me, that's like your old school fireworks show if you grew up in a small town. So you can get that experience. Then come over on the 4th of July, get the big show out over the lake.
Awesome. Makes that whole, and the 4th of July should be, I mean, we're celebrating our independence, which is a great thing to celebrate, but to drag that out for 2 or 3 days with all the stuff that's going on, I think it's good for the family. It's good for the soul.
I can interrupt you. I love to talk some history because you're a huge buff of the Constitution, of the 4th of July. But I want to dispute something. I want to dispute something. Can I dispute something?
Yeah, I just want to say, Pat, that you know, we're all blessed to be living at this time. But if I looked at the timeline and had to pick a time when I could have lived, it would have been during the Revolution. I just love what those guys did and like telling the king, these are our grievances, we're done with you. And the king's like, no, you're not. And they're like, yeah, we are.
And Jim's going, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
George, it's over, buddy. It is over. But okay, he went nuts anyway.
Let me ask this, though. Just a little historical dispute I have to have here, Pat, with him talking about the 4th and the whole thing. It's called Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
The day we became independent.
Right.
That's wrong.
No,
it's not. Mm-hmm. The war hadn't even started yet, basically. It still went on for years and years and years. If we lost the war. Okay,
John, what does declaration
but
mean?
If we lost the war, we wouldn't have been independent.
I don't know. We would probably.
Victory over Nazi Day. When was it? 1941. No. Well, you still got 4 more years of fighting. No.
You're missing the key word. The declaration. We declared it. Our
declaration. But we didn't
achieve. We didn't achieve it then.
But people think that's the day we achieved
total
independence from England. Out. And it's not. That's just the beginning.
That's why it's called the declaration. It's the day that 54 guys put their lives on the line, signed it, and said, you know what? We're going on our own.
And I understand that. But a lot of people think 4th of July is the day we were granted or achieved our independence.
I don't know.
Todd, are you with me on this?
I understand what you're saying. I think our schools need to do a better job.
Because we still could have lost the war and we would not have been independent.
But then we wouldn't have a 4th of July.
And And this isn't called Victory Day. This is called Declaration. We declared. John, do you realize how, of course, Jefferson wrote that thing in 2 days, but let's say he did. But putting that together, that was very, very risky. Not everybody wanted to do it.
I understand that.
So it's a declaration.
But I just think everybody thinks this is the day we got our freedom from England. It's not.
No,
it's just the day we said, well, hey, we're going to go to war. This is what we're doing. We're going to go to war.
Yep.
And if they lost the war, which they very could have easily done, we would not have been independent.
Not really.
That's all I'm saying.
They said we're going to fight to the death.
I know, John, but they still was no guarantee. Okay, Pat, go ahead. Pat, go ahead.
What the teacher. Is the date then, John? What is the date?
Like 1779.
Yeah, I would think that's close.
Nobody wants to hear that, John. That's not a, narrative that we can sell.
I think it was a couple of years.
Pat, you guys can still have all your 4th of July celebrations in Oshkosh, so you've got my blessing.
You come
how
here.
How are we going to market? How are we going to market that?
Right.
I don't know, Pat. Yeah. That's your idea. Okay, you're the idea guy, Pat. I'm the historian. You take it, run with it. We'll meet at that market.
Jerry's Bar.
We'll meet at Jerry's Bar. It's like, what was the pub in like Philadelphia or whatever where they all got together for that?
Cheers?
No.
I'm just kidding.
You're a historical guy.
It's the,
the bar?
The Hoof and Stable.
Is that it?
No.
Oh. There was a bar where they all, Paul Revere and Ben Franklin and all these guys got together.
No, in Philly.
And they said, hey, guys, what do you think about this? And they all had their pints and whatever. And
yeah,
that's where.
Yeah, that's,
but there's
that
a
happened.
famous pub where that happened.
I think it was Jerry's Bar.
I don't know.
It's not Jerry's Bar.
Ben Franklin was in charge.
I know. I'm just
so
saying.
I'm just saying that, but he probably picked the bar.
He was in Philadelphia.
Okay, so he.
John Adams was there. Samuel Adams.
No, I'm just.
In fact, that's where it came from.
Ready? City Tavern.
Thank you.
City Tavern.
Wow. In Philadelphia, right?
In Philadelphia.
There right. you go.
Okay. Not the best marketing guys.
No, right. Although, you know what? One guy. You know,
how about
the,
Declaration?
You know the one guy that.
A Declaration drink.
You know
something.
The one guy that took that night and ran with it? Samuel Adams.
Yeah.
He said, I like this beer. Yeah. I'm going to market this. That's what he said.
According to what I found online, they ran up quite a bar bill. So think about this. In today's numbers, they would have ran up a $16,000
wow.
bar bill.
Oh, my God. In that one night?
Yes.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
So you know guys are hammered to the bejesus belt, and they're coming out. You know what? Bleep the king.
There was a lot king. Of that.
Bleep England. You know that was going on.
Oh, you bet it was. I mean, what a...
Although I got a feeling when Todd's at, what is it, Roy's Bar?
Jerry's Bar?
Jerry's Bar. I got a feeling he's like, mile in the mare, overrated.
I've been around Pat. We haven't even had a drink and I've said those words.
Oh,
you know what I do. Jay Walson. I lay everything out for him. Oh, I got two words for my over bleeping rated. Two words. Pat anyway, Tracy, Discover Oshkosh, you're
enjoy
awesome.
Your, this is going to be a great, yeah.
Enjoy
Happy
the 4th
of July.
Right.
Happy birthday, America.
Absolutely.
I love you.
Thank you, buddy. You're the best. All right. Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh. We'll be back right after this. I'll tell you what. Haven't heard music like this in a while, Todd. It's great, isn't it?
I love Steely Dan.
Love it. Love it. What a great sound. That sounds like a great night down in
Oshkosh.
It's going to
be fun. And I'm sure he's going to play all this stuff, right?
Oh, they'll play them all.
Steely Dan.
Steely Dane.
Yeah. Love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Great stuff. Okay, can we get back to the Revolutionary War?
Yeah.
Okay. About how the 4th of July...
It was the 2nd that they signed.
Okay.
It.
But what I'm saying is, wouldn't you agree with me, though? There was still no guarantee.
No,
they weren't. They didn't attain their independence on July 2nd or 4th.
They declared it.
They were probably hammered. And I'm declaring it right now. We're independent.
$16,000 bar bill?
Yeah.
Yeah, they declared it. They made the decision. It's like... But let's say me, when I was in the converting business, and I made the decision to go off on my own and start my own company.
Yeah.
That was the declaration. But yeah, was
we
I going to be successful?
You didn't achieve it that day.
No.
Either
I did. But that was a very good day for me. To say,
you ever
look,
see the movie Dazed and Confused?
No.
All right. Remember Dazed and Confused? It's like in the bicentennial year, 1976, mm-hmm. which is right in my wheelhouse there.
Yeah.
And the history teacher is telling all the kids right before the school bell ends, says, hey, everybody, of course, celebrate the bicentennial. Just remember, it was a gathering of really rich, slave-owning white men who didn't want to pay taxes anymore. And that's what we're celebrating.
It's kind of a good wrap of the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Maybe. Matthew McConaughey was in that, right?
What was his favorite line? Greatest line of all time, Matthew McConaughey? You want me to do it?
Yeah.
Two of them, okay? Know what I like about high school girls? I keep getting older. They stay the same. Then the other one, hey, this is my buddy Bob. He's cool. Hey, Bob, you got a weed? No, I don't. You'd be cooler if you did. Yes. So there you go.
It's worth so, and it's, like you said, about the happy birthday to America. It was a declaration, but they would have never won without the declaration. That was the big, there were some turning points in a lot of those battles, but that was a huge day, Johnny. That's the day that, because there are some people that are like, oh, come on, the king's a little weird, but you know what? I mean, they're protecting us, and you're right, they're overtaxing us, and we have some rules we don't like, but it wasn't like everybody was on board.
I understand that. I understand that.
So these guys to say, look, and they signed, they put their life on it. Would people do that today? Let's say we had, well, I don't know. I can't think of an example right now where people would do that, but I just think, and I would have liked that. I mean, I think what the ages were, well, Franklin was the old guy, 70, but you know, a lot of those guys were in their 30s.
Yeah.
31, 32, 33.
Did you ever see the series, or Todd, did you ever see the series Turn? It was about the American, how they had, and this is really based on fact, how they had such a spy network, you can't believe it. And that's one of the reasons they actually, because they would know what the British were going to be doing. They had such a great spy network. But if they were captured, they were tortured and then hung and hang them in the town square. It was serious. It was, I can't believe we won that. I can't believe America won that war.
I know.
I can't believe it.
I mean, right?
The most well-equipped army in the world.
Yeah.
And they had prisoner of war ships. Thomas Jefferson. No, not Thomas Jefferson. Yeah, maybe Thomas. No, not Thomas Jefferson. One of the real, I can't think, one became president. He was actually a POW and held on one of those POW ships. And his brother actually died on it. And Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson was actually a POW.
BP.
And those ships were horrific. Chained up in those ships, no sanitary, no food, no. It was horrible. Yeah,
it was called Turn, Washington Spies.
Yes, can you read a little synopsis?
That's pretty cool.
It's an American period drama based on Alexander Rose's book Washington Spies: The Stories of America's First Blah Blah Blah. Originally aired on the AMC network for 4 seasons from 2014 to 2017. And Jim, just looking at the synopsis. They cover events from 1776 to 1781. Looks like it would be right up your alley.
It's great.
I would, yeah.
You would love this. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And the British guy, this one British guy was so evil. This British major.
No, they didn't take it serious.
The way he would torture people.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And it's been, and actually the character that guy's based on, then he moved to Canada, and the queen or the king or whoever gave him a job up there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they thought, oh my God, he's going to be. But you know what? He declared slavery illegal in his province in Canada and was really, really changed based on an actual guy in history, this whole thing. But he was the most evil. And this actor was so good. Yeah. He was, you know, sometimes some actors, it's like you just believe them that this guy must be that way.
Yeah.
That's the way he was. What a great series.
Yeah.
Do you remember Johnny Tremaine? That's one of my all time favorite Walt Disney movies. Johnny Tremaine?
No.
Johnny Tremaine? No?
I haven't seen it. No.
How could you not see Johnny Tremaine?
I don't know. Did you see Hamilton?
No.
Okay. So, I mean, that's a little bit about what we're
doing. Everybody saw Johnny Tremaine.
Okay. What is it? Tell me about it. Sounds like a cartoon.
Johnny Tremaine, same type thing. Young guy and going against the British. A spy doing all kinds of stuff. Remember, he got his hand burnt really bad because they were melting down silver to make, like, bullets out of it or whatever. And the guys were coming around to make sure nobody was working on Sundays because that was, like, a religious day, according to the king. And he burnt this molten silver. He was fixing a teapot or something. And he got his hand burnt together. And they had to take a knife and split his fingers so his fingers would work again.
Oh,
Johnny Tremaine. Great. Do you have a Johnny Tremaine thing there for me, Todd?
Wow. I don't.
Could you look it up real quick?
Didn't the British give us something? We melted it down and turned it into bullets?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. But
I forgot what they...
I think so, too.
Yeah. I don't know. I got to look up.
You got to look. I can't believe your daughter didn't watch Johnny Tremaine.
1957.
Okay.
Well,
sound right?
Wasn't born.
Revolutionary War.
Yep.
Becomes a patriot fighting to free the colonies from England.
Yep.
And along the way, he learns about life and love and about himself.
Well, I don't know if he was getting it on. But just,
it's a Walt Disney film.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah, I might have thrown that in for fun. So.
Okay, I was gonna.
Jane.
All right, I'll look it up. Anyway, I think it's worth celebrating. And I think everybody's it's all about fireworks and
I know,
grilling.
But I just
it
don't
should
think,
be. It
I don't
should
think,
be.
I don't think our history teachers did enough. When you learn about the 4th of July, I think we all walked away thinking, "Yep, that's the day we won the war."
I don't.
Well, you're different.
I I don't.
Well, there's a statement.
Just that will capture an entire show.
That is your show.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. All right.
Fun show again, everybody.
Tomorrow's gonna be awesome.
Bob Van Rans, Steve Gandy, Cheese Curd, Nick Patrici.
Yeah, these guys are great.
Great, great guests. Thank you, everybody. Todd, thank you for finding that new sponsor. Jimmy the Mayor's Fat Farm. Thank you for that. We'll be back again tomorrow morning, folks. Have a great, beautiful Thursday. See ya.